Morning to all my friends in Christ. Today's devotional is Joel chapter 2 verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm. What a beautiful verse of God's faithfulness and God's restoration. Many times in life we go through situations where, you know, we've done our best, we've spent a lot of time, we spend a lot of energy, we've wasted a lot of time and energy, and yet we are at loss. We go through losses, we go through failures in life, we go through emotional turmoils. But this verse, I use it a lot in my prayers as well, and also it's one of the favorite verses that we often read and we often come across, that despite all our failures and losses, God is providing us His reassurance that He is faithful. He has not forgotten all the tears that we have shed. He has not forgotten all the struggles we have gone through. And He has not forgotten all our past failures and mistakes and all the times that, you know, that enemy has defeated us. So if we stay steady, if we keep trusting the Lord, if we keep believing the Lord, and if we do not get weary and upset and give up, the Lord says, I will restore to you. This is God Almighty, our loving Father. This is His promise to us, to each one of us, that He will restore. Why will He restore? Because He loves us. He knows our losses. He knows what we need. And He is saying that I can do it. Trust in me. I can do what is impossible with man, but is possible with me. I can do what no one else can do. And I can restore to you all your losses, all your time, all your energy, and all the wasted efforts. I can restore. I can give you double for that. I can restore all the time and energy that the enemy has wasted. So let's turn to the Lord. I believe the focus here is turn to the Lord who is faithful. I believe the focus here is not failures. If we start counting our failures and our mistakes in life, but I think the focus, I believe the focus in this verse is, call upon me. The focus is God's faithfulness, the trust in Him no matter what. He will restore. He is the God of restoration. He is the God who is faithful, who will bring us back and even take us further. Sharing my thoughts, example of Job comes to mind, that he lost everything. He lost everything that he did not even deserve. And yet God restored everything that the enemy took from him. God restored his children, his wealth, his financial blessings, and everything else that the enemy restored. But he kept trusting in the Lord. He did not use his mouth to say anything negative. So that's the important part of it. Today, as we are going through trials, tribulations, as we are going through difficult times, as we are going through issues where prayers are not being answered, let's trust in the Lord. Let's change our focus from our issues and let's keep looking up. Where does my help come from? My help, my strength, my hope comes from God. And He is a restorer of everything that the enemy has lost. This is His beautiful promise, Joel 2:25, that He will restore to us everything that the enemy has taken in the past. So be rest assured that nothing is lost. it has been temporarily taken away, maybe because of our wrong decisions, maybe because of the attacks of the enemy, maybe because of certain circumstances. But my future looks bright, because everything is going to be restored. I keep trusting in God. That is what I want to do. That is what I need to do. Yes, Lord, I keep trusting in you. Hallelujah. You are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. You will restore. You are a restorer. You are a faithful God. You are a loving Father. Your plans, your thoughts are higher than my plans and my thoughts. And Father, I just bless each and every person who is listening to this message, that Lord, we renew our minds and we put our trust in you, that you will restore. You are faithful God, and we put our trust in you, that you will restore each and every person's losses, whatever has been lost by the enemy, whatever has been taken by the enemy. Lord, whatever mistakes we made, whatever failures resulted in losses, whatever mistakes resulted in losses, Father, we bless your name. And we declare that, Lord, you will restore. You will restore, Lord, marriages, you will restore relationships, you will restore financial losses, you will restore jobs, Lord, you will restore families together, you will restore our peace in the name of Jesus. I pray and ask, Amen.